and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Mike Bell, is it time? Is it time to start talking about real change with this Braves team as they come back home against the Phillies tonight? Because, Mike, we are not going anywhere. We're not moving in the direction that we need to move in. And what I mean by that, guys, is a few weeks ago we were talking about us being 11, 12 out. We're still 10 games out after going to New York and beating the Mets twice, losing twice. Yeah. And we come home, Mike, this is a 500 team.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got half your teams batting like, you know, 200. You know, if Acuna doesn't hit and Olsen doesn't hit, you're dead in the water. You know, and it was a good effort from Grant Holmes last night. I think that's certainly respectable. You can't argue with what he was doing. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a few more games with the Phillies. How's that? And then I'll pronounce his team DOA.
Are you going to be?
And then I'll say fire sale.
I was going to say absolutely. So, are you saying this weekend we'll make you, we'll have you make that decision.
We'll go make or break. Because, you know, the thing is, Braves fans can look at it and say, hey, Dukes and Bell, stop being glass half empty. Yeah. Just seven games back in the wild card. Yeah. Yes, but the shining point about that is with the Brewers and the Padres and the Giants and the Cardinals ahead of us, who are all a lot better than us. You know, so that's part of that, you know. And then you get into, can you win this division? Yes, we know that the Mets have shown the ability to blow it. But once again, the Mets are back in first. Philly's in a swoon. It's funny how the Mets and Phillies kind of swap both taking a dive for a week or two, right? So the Phillies are 500 the last week. Mets are 3-7. That's why you needed to take 3 out of 4. I know it's just one game, but a split up there is a net loss for the Braves. That's how I feel.
How does this team not draw a walk last night? Not one! How is that possible when the bullpen has to pitch 6 1/3 innings, your starting pitcher, don't wish bad luck on anybody, blows an Achilles, and the pin comes in, and you can't draw a walk?
You know, it's funny. We do these show meetings around 11 o'clock. Eventually, we're going to put these things on social media. You're going to see a podcast on this. They're working on it. It's going to come soon. But we were doing our meeting today, and I had the earbuds in, and I got like these hoopty earbuds. They're like replacements for the Apples. So they're not the real good ones, right? So I can barely hear. So now I'm the guy at the gym. Like the guy on the plane. No, we just landed. So now I'm the guy loud talking at the gym. So we're having this meeting, and I say on the conference call, I go, you know, I was kind of half kidding a few months ago, but what the hell is Tim Hyers doing? And all of a sudden, Lee, one of my buddies, is on the stairmaster, goes, in the background, yeah. You know, because like you got a hitting instructor. We fired a third base. We demoted a third base coach. Let's have a conversation about a hitting instructor who comes in here and the team can't hit, let alone walk. What's the approach? I mean, hell, we go through hitting instructors like Sox in this franchise history. Who is giving this information to turn things around with these guys, Carl Dukes?
I don't know. And are you sure you want to wait till the weekend? 404-726-0929. That is our number. It's Friday. Look, I would love to come in here and tell you guys that I have complete and full confidence in where this team is headed. I don't. This is a 500 team. Snit, love you. No, you've done everything you could possibly do. If it wasn't for Ronald Acuna, real talk, where would we be? If he wasn't doing the miraculous things that he's doing, and Dede, let me bring you in real quick. Dede, as our executive producer, did you tell me that Ronald Acuna right now has a better what? OPS, WAR, every particular stat that you can look at, better than Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman?
Correct, and he's just a smidge under Juan Soto.
In less games.
Right.
Where would we be? So as we talk about this team and the desire to move up in the standings, Olsen 1-for-4, his on-base streak at 27 games, which is the longest active streak in baseball. Whoop-dee-doo!
Yeah.
Because you can't hit enough to drive runs in, and you're not drawing any walks. And last night, again, it's these little segments that happen throughout the season where you go, that's been happening all year. We just had a deep conversation yesterday about Money Harris. And do we have an issue with Money Harris and how he doesn't draw walks and how he's not hitting? And last night you get a bullpen that's been struggling. It's not as if the Mets have the best bullpen. They've been struggling, and they come in just getting guys out. 404-726-0929. You guys can tell us what you think.
Things were so bad. The Braves game was so bad. And you know,
how bad was it?
My wife's like, you know, hey, there's this movie on Apple that I really wanted to see. I'm like, what's it called? She goes, it's called Echo Valley. I go, what is it? She goes, oh, it's kind of a thriller. I go, well, who's in it? She goes, well, Julianne Moore. I'm like, okay.
I love Julianne Moore.
She goes, Sydney Sweeney. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney. Now I'm, you know, I mean, Dominic bought like her bathwater and soap. Remember that?
I couldn't get it.
Oh, yes, right. He couldn't get it. Like, he was on hold for like 2 weeks to try
but
to get it.
But he's still in queue right now. Right. He's in the queue.
So I'm like, okay, the Braves game is terrible. I mean, I DVR every Braves, every Hawks game, so I can always, you know, go through it. And I said, I'll watch it later. And this movie was so freaking bad. I mean, I'll tell you what. If you don't think Sydney Sweeney is a good actress, she is so good playing a horrible person in this movie, you'll be like, wow. But the movie, you knew where this was going like in 5 minutes. And then there's the worst part. So I'm on the couch, right? And I got the dog between my wife and I. And I'm giving it the old college try. I'm watching this movie. I'm getting so disinterested. I'm trying to stay with it. And then I look over. The wife falls asleep.
Oh.
I'm in an hour and 45. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because she always gets on my case about, you know, because I always go, I know where this, shut up, let me watch the movie. So not only do I mean, the Braves are so bad, I lost an hour and 45 minutes. I could have watched Godfather. I could have watched The Bridge Too Far. I could have watched something on the History Channel. No, the Braves are ruining my life, Carl, right now.
You're not the only one. And by the way, the worst part of that movie is the way it ends.
Yes.
You're sitting there and you're going, that's it?
Yes.
Like, trust us on this, okay? I did the same thing 2 weeks ago when this movie came out. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, I'm all in. Sydney Sweeney and your vast stuff. I'm watching this. The movie ends, and I'm like, that's there's nothing worse where there's no closure, where there is you're just leaving this open, and the mom is getting abused by her child. I go, come on, finish this thing.
Yes, again, guys, from Dukes and Bell, Echo Valley, don't watch it. Thank you. There's Dukes and Bell, two thumbs down.
Look. Great actors, but yes. the whole putting the plot together thing. Yeah.
And Domhnall Gleeson, who's a great Irish actor, his dad, Brendan Gleeson, you recognize him from Star Wars. And he's a good character actor.
She hooked him up, didn't she?
Yeah, and he's in it too. But you just got to. But
that
again,
was the best part.
But that was the thing with the Braves. It's like, my wife, with all due respect, honey, if you're listening, she gets me into these movies, and I'm like, oh, I just don't want to watch this. And I'm trying to give it the try. Yeah. You know, because she used to sit through all the stuff I like, but that was horrible.
All right. Where are you guys at? You watching bad movies as well? Outside of trying to watch the Braves who lose 4-0 to the Mets. The series, by the way, you know, again, it looked promising the first two games. But as I keep saying, and everybody keeps, what do you want? I love it when people tell me that. What do you want? We have to win series.
Yes. I mean, just split. Don't you feel like splitting? It feels like a net loss. I mean, at the end of the day, you're right back. I mean, yes, kids, when you play four games against a team ahead of you and you split, you're right back where you started when you first checked into the hotel in New York. So that's where we're living. This team can't hit. No, it's not Snicker's fault. It's not Double A's fault. But he did give some of these guys contracts, and they're not living up to those contracts.
Yeah, the frustrating thing is last night, and look, everybody was talking about it. Matt Olson was saying, look, I don't know what happened, but we didn't hit enough. That has become this year's theme. We haven't hit enough. We don't hit enough. We don't score enough. We don't hit enough. I'm not repeating myself. Go back to every series that we've lost or every – we didn't hit enough. It's not enough. Snit. What's going on? I don't know. We're not scoring enough. That's the theme of this season. Am I wrong? 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way, on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, this radio station at 929, The Game.